Well, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like you lose your groundedness or your ability to be centered? Do things ever happen either in your own individual life or in the world that cause you to be agitated or to be stressed out or to be anxious? Or to feel very unsettled, and in those feelings of being unsettled, you have a really hard time getting back to center. Yeah? Yes, with all this laughter. I saw one of my friends this week, and she was telling me a story about when her boys were little, and they're men now, so this was a while ago, and how her son Chris was about 7 at the time, and he was out playing, and of course she told him to stick near, and he was playing with a little girl, and he came back home after a little while, and he had paint on his clothes and paint on his hands. And she's like, "Where did you get paint on you?" And he tells her, "Well, we were across the street. It just so happens that they were actually watching the people's house across the street that were on a 3-week vacation. We were across the street, and we found out that the side door to their garage was open. And so we went in the garage, and we were playing, and we found a can of spray paint." So, of course, she goes over to the house to see what has happened in the garage, and sure enough, there's spray paint on the walls, and there's spray paint on the workbench, and there's spray paint on the car. Oh. And not just on the car, but also the window was cracked a little bit, and there's spray paint on the dashboard. And so, actually, of course, he's in trouble. She sends him home, go to your room, wait till your father gets home kind of thing. And she tries to clean up the paint. And thank goodness, because the paint was actually still wet on the car, she was able to get it off. But she was not able to get into the car to get the paint off of the dashboard. So it was going to be about a week before these people came home. And that whole week she's living with, oh my gosh, we're going to have to go over and tell them that there's paint on their dashboard. And he's going to have to tell them what he did. And you can imagine there's some anxiety with that. And she says he did stuff like that all the time when he was growing up. So, you know, we all have stuff in our lives that causes us to be anxious, to have anxiety. We have kids that get into trouble, or kids that just cause problems. We have coworkers who are difficult to work with. We have spouses who are annoying at times. And then there's, of course, we have politics and politicians and things that are happening in this country and things that are happening in this world that just get under our skin and cause us to be really unsettled. When we are angry and when we are upset and when we are unsettled and we can't find our way back to center, what happens oftentimes is we start experiencing anxiety and sometimes we become depressed. Yes? And then what happens when we have anxiety and depression, we start eating too much, especially of the wrong kinds of foods, and we start drinking too much, and we start playing on our video games and phones too much, and we start shopping too much, all as a way to not have to think about or feel the stuff that's causing us to be upset, as a way to escape. The truth is, what we really want and what we really need is an ability to get back to center, an ability to get back to that stillness and that peace, that place of peacefulness that exists within us. What we really want is to know that we are okay. What we really want is to know that we are safe. What we really want is to know that truly all is well. We want to be grounded in our own wholeness and in our own inner sense of well-being. That's what we really want to have happen. And so the title of my talk today is Ground Control. And I'm talking about that in order to have that sense of well-being and in order to have inner peace, in order to live with a sense of ease in the midst of life's challenges, because we're always going to have life's challenges. They're not going to really go away. We want to, in the midst of those challenges, to be grounded and to be centered and to find that center of peace inside of us. So if you think about ground control, like at an airport, You know, ground control is never like really caught up in what's going on inside the airplane. It's never caught up in what's going on inside the cockpit or with the stewardesses or with the passengers or with the crew. Instead, ground control is on the ground with a sense of detachment, yet still present, maintaining a sense of steadiness, maintaining a steady view and actually seeing the bigger picture. Because they're not in what's going on in the airplane, they're able to see the bigger picture. They are maintaining equilibrium with a sense of calm and a sense of groundedness. They are poised. And what they're really up to is to keep us safe. Yeah? And so we have that same sense of groundedness, that same equilibrium, that same poise inside of us. We all have that inside of us. That part of us that is not caught up in what's going on in the world. It's not caught up in the story or in the events. It's not caught up in the what ifs. It's grounded. That's our own ground control. And you know what else? When we are grounded, we don't have to control everything. We can allow things to be what they are and maintain our own sense of peace. When I looked up the word centered in Webster's dictionary, it says centered means emotionally stable and secure. That's what we want. We just want to feel secure that all is well. And so that part of us that is secure and is balanced and poised is also the eye of the hurricane. And if you think about the eye of a hurricane, it is a place of peace and of calm and of clarity and of stillness. We have that inside of us. That eye of the storm within us is the place where we sense and know God's presence. It's the place within us where we sense and know that there is an infinite intelligence within us and within our lives. It's the place that knows that we live in a boundless love. It's the place within us that knows and feels that we are safe. We are safe because we are eternal beings. That's who we are. That in us is absolutely always safe. It's the part within us that knows that we are whole and that all is well with our souls. And not just all is well with our souls, but all is well with the soul of every single person in this world. Right in the midst of the storm that's going on. It's the part of us that knows that regardless of the storm. And so there's a story about a king. And it says, once upon a time there was a king who offered a great prize to the artist who could capture the picture of perfect peace. Many artists tried. The king observed and admired all the pictures, but there were only two that he really liked, and so he had to choose one of them. The first was a very peaceful lake. The lake was a perfect mirror reflecting the placid mountains that surrounded it. Above them was a sky of pure blue with tenuous white clouds. All who saw this painting thought that it was the one that reflected perfect peace. The second painting also had mountains, but these were open and rugged. Above the mountains, there was a furious sky from which fell a downpour and flashing lightning. Below was a torrent of tumbling water. None of these revealed peace in the very least. But when the king observed carefully through the stormy cascade, he saw a delicate bush growing in a rock crevice. In this bush was a nest. There, in the midst of the violent waterfall, a little bird sat placidly in the middle of its nest. Perfect. The king chose the second one. Do you know why? The king explained, peace does not mean to be in a place without noise, without problems, without hard work and without pain. Peace means that despite of being in the midst of all these things, we can remain calm within our heart. This is the true meaning of peace. That's what we want. Of course, we prefer not to have the chaos of the world, but that's not the way the world is. So we want to be peaceful in the midst of it. And so in order to find that peace, in order to be at peace, it is required that you are able to find your center. It is a requirement that you're able to find your center and to be in that center. When life gets tumultuous and chaotic, you don't get knocked off balance, at least not for so long, if you're able to find that center. I read a statistical study this week, and it said that 40% of happiness is controlled by our thoughts and our actions and our behaviors. 10% is controlled by circumstances. So that says to me, if 40% of our happiness is controlled by our thoughts and our actions and behaviors, 40% of our unhappiness is also. 40% of our lack of well-being is also. And 10% is about the circumstances that are going on. And we have the power to change what we're thinking. We have the power and the ability to change our thoughts and to change our actions. And so one of those things I think that knocks us off balance so often, a thinking, is when we think that people and events are against us. Do you ever feel like the things that are going on are against you? When we think that things are against us, and then we start telling us this story, and then that story about how things are against us and things aren't going to work out and how awful it is and this is going to ruin our lives, causes us to have stress and anxiety, and we run with that. Instead, when we stop and we remind ourselves that we are in the care and the keeping of an infinite intelligence, that we are in the care and the keeping of a boundless love, it allows us to let go of that stress and that anxiety. It falls away. When we stop and remind ourselves that God is for us, that means, therefore, that life is for us, we can let go and the anxiety falls away. When we remind ourselves that there is only one life, and that life is God's life, and that life is perfect, and that life is my life now, we're able to let go. And so why don't you say that with me? God is for me, and therefore life is for me. God is for me, therefore life is for me. And how about there is only one life, and that life is God's life?
There is only one life, and that life is God's life.
And that life is perfect, and that life is my life now. You tell yourself the truth. But did you notice that I said when we stop? You have to stop first. You have to stop and breathe. And so when we tell ourselves the truth like that, and when we stop, it allows us to tap into our own wholeness, to tap into our own anchor inside of us. And when we do that, we enter the eye of the hurricane. And so noticing that I said you have to stop and remember, that means you, in order to get centered, you have to stop and breathe. Because what happens is breathing brings you into the present moment, not into the story about what ifs and what's going to happen. It brings you into the present moment. So you stop and you breathe and you unplug in that focusing on your breath. You unplug from the story. You unplug from the situation. You unplug from your thoughts about what's going on and from your feelings about what's going on. So it requires stopping and breathing, and that allows you to detach. In that quietness and that detaching, we become centered. And you have to do that first. And then when you become quiet and you're breathing and you've detached from what's going on, you connect with your divine self. You connect with that part of you that is one with God and knows that it's one with God. You connect with who you are as a divine being. And then when you're connected there, then you tell yourself the truth. I am safe. All is well with my soul. Life is for me. You tell yourself the truth of whatever it is that you need to know in that moment. And when you get quiet and you connect with yourself, you discover an inner guidance that leads you and guides you into whatever it is that you need to do to resolve the things that are going on in your life. Because when we're in fear and when we are in anxiety and when we are in stress, it closes our hearts off. They get tight and closed. And when our hearts are tight and closed, our intuition cannot get in. We cannot hear that intuition, that inner guidance. So we have to get still first, breathe, and just be for a moment. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "Thought which is built upon a realization of the divine presence has the power to neutralize negative thought, to erase it, just as light has the power to overcome darkness, not by combating darkness, but by being exactly what it is, light." We allow ourselves to find the light inside of us, and when we do, the darkness dissipates. And so would you like to do a little centering exercise with me? And so I invite you to close your eyes. And if there is something in your life that has been causing you stress, just gently hold it kind of in the background for a moment. And so I invite you just to take a long, slow breath in. And a long, slow breath out. And another long, slow breath in. And when you breathe out, let it be a little bit longer than your inhale. And just continue with long, slow breaths for a minute. And now put your attention just on the very center of your being, right in your solar plexus, right below your stomach, above your belly button. And breathe in through that space. And then exhale through that space. And do that a few times. And on your next exhale, at the very end of it, say to yourself, "Life is for me." And another slow breath in. And a slow breath out. And if you have something in your life that has been causing you stress, just bring that situation to mind. And to ask yourself, regarding this situation, what does my center want me to know? What does my center want me to know? And to ask yourself, what does my center want me to do? What does my center want me to do? And one last question. What is my purpose, being that this is before me? What is my purpose, being that this is before me? And so I invite you to open your eyes. That's how you get centered. In the words of Gary Simmons, you are not a victim, you are a victor. And so my invitation to you is, when things feel unsettling, and when you feel like you've been knocked off balance or knocked off your center, stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. Take 10 breaths. That allows you to disconnect from what's going on. So disconnect from the situation and from your repetitive thinking about it, from the story that you're telling yourself about it. And then when you get centered, tell yourself the truth. I am safe. Life is for me. There is a divine presence that is right at the center of me and right at the center of this situation. Tell yourself that while you're sitting there with your eyes closed. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. And it's my life now. And if the situation continues to be bothersome, to sit in that silence and ask yourself that question, what does my center want me to know? What does my center want me to do? That's going to resolve what's going on, because when you do that, then you're going to embrace the gift that is within the situation that's happening. There's always a gift in every situation. Center yourself before you go to work. Center yourself in your car. Center yourself at your desk. Center yourself every time you use the restroom. It only takes 10 to 30 seconds. And the more you practice, the easier it is to drop back into that place of stillness where all is well inside of you. So stop and breathe. in Revelations it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and he in me." Behold, peace stands at the door and knocks. Behold, well-being stands at the door and knocks. Behold, centeredness stands at the door and knocks. It is there for you. So practice being centered. And as a result, you will be the eye of the storm in your own life. And you will be ground control all at the same time. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of awakening and this path of empowerment and this path of creating your most magnificent life. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. What a blessing it is just to remember that I can turn to this presence. What a blessing it is to remember and to know and to recognize that it is always closer than my very breathing, that it is always exactly where I am, within me and all around me. For this one infinite love intelligence is the one and only power and presence that exists in this universe. And it is everywhere present, in the form and in the unformed, in everything that exists and everything that is yet to come into being, all pours forth from this one. Everything pours forth out of this infinite mind, this infinite heart of God, and everything is it in expression. Therefore, that means that I am it in expression and that you are it in expression, that your and my life is it unfolding itself. And so what I recognize, if that is the truth, then that boundless potential and that boundless, endless good is the very fabric and the very nature of my life and your life and life itself. And so then I know that being that that is the truth, this boundless good, it's all we need to do is recognize it. It's all we need to do is to say yes to it, to be still and to know and to behold, for it is always knocking within our very hearts. It is always seeking entrance into our very lives by means of our thinking and our actions and our choices and our decisions, everything that we do and everything that we think. And so today we open ourselves to the influx of spirit in its fullness, in its boundlessness, in its beauty, in its magnificence. For that is what it is. It is a presence of beauty and magnificence and good without end. And so today we live and move and have our beingness in this energy, in this presence. And it is its good pleasure to do so and to express in its fullness. And so today we are open and receptive and willing and say yes to this presence within and this presence without. And our lives are filled with blessings. And we are anchored in this presence and anchored in this peace and anchored in this truth that all is well here. Right here. Right here within us. And so we use these tools of consciousness, of turning within and focus and intention to enable ourselves to be that presence of peace, to be that presence of love, and to be good in action. And so I release this prayer in absolute gratitude for this truth and for recognition of this truth. I release this into the law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself here and now. And I say, thank you, God, for this and so much more. And so it is.